Hey everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA. I own Choice Tax Relief. Today I'm answering a YouTube question from DadDuder7566. He says, I hired a tax defense attorney through Tax Defense Network. They got me into CNC status with a CSET date of May 15th, 2024. Let's pause right here and let me explain what he's talking about. So he paid a professional, a tax attorney, to get him into CNC status. What's CNC status? That's currently non-collectible status. I made a whole video about it. Link to that video at the top of the screen right here. While you're in CNC status, the IRS cannot take forced collection activity against you. They can't garnish your wages. They can't levy your bank account. They can't force you to pay them money. Okay? If you write them a check, they'll take it and they'll apply it to your balance. They will take any tax refunds you get, right? Federal tax refunds. So they will do those things. And they will likely file a notice of federal tax lien against you, okay? But they're not going to actually actively take money from you, okay? So it's a pretty good place to be if you're okay with the tax lien. And by the way, a tax lien is simply a document filed in public records that informs the general public that you owe the IRS money, right? So that if you go to sell your house, IRS is going to get that lien paid off before you get what's left, right, after the mortgage is paid. So that's what that means. So that's what he's saying. Okay, so he's in CNC, and the tax set is going to drop off on May 15, 2024. When he says CSET date, that stands for Collection Statute Expiration Date. That's the last day in the IRS's 10-year time limit to collect a tax. Okay, so that the CSED is the date the IRS's 10-year time limit expires. I explained all this in my video on the IRS statute of limitations. Link to that video at the top of the screen. Okay, so he's in CNC status with a CSED date of May 15, 2024. Right, that's in less than 3 months from the day I'm recording this video. That's a good place to be, right? IRS will not be able to collect the debt while he's in CNC status. And after that tax set drops off on May 15th, the IRS is going to write it off its books. You can pull your account transcript for the year, and you'll see right on there that the tax debt is written off. But he says he owes $9,700, says he just received his 504 letter of intent on February 26, 2024. What's the 504? That's the CP-504 notice. I made a video about that. Link to that video at the top of the screen. That's the IRS's notice of intent to levy. Okay, this notice, they're saying, hey, if you don't enter into a resolution with us to fix this problem, either pay it off, or get into an installment agreement or something, we're going to start taking your stuff, or we intend to start taking your stuff. Okay. However, the IRS can't actually levy your bank account or garnish your wages until it sends you another notice after the CP-504. That notice is typically the LT-11 if you're an ACS, maybe the LT-1058 if you're with a revenue officer. That is a notice that informs you of your right to what's called a collection due process hearing. And the IRS cannot levy your bank account or garnish your wages until it has sent you that notice. Okay, so there's still one notice left after the CP-504 before the IRS can do those things, Dad Duder. Okay, however, something the IRS can do after it sends you the CP-504, which you received, Dad Duder, is it can levy your state tax refund, okay? So I would recommend that you wait to file your taxes, both federal and state, until after May 15th, 2024, right? If you're owed a refund, okay? If you're owed a refund, right? Because if you file your federal tax return and you're owed a refund, you're just going to apply it to your debt, right? Well, if you would have just waited a few months until the tax debt dropped off, you would get that refund in your pocket. And now, because they sent you the CP-504, they legally have the right to levy your state tax refund, okay? So same thing. Just wait a few months if you're owed a refund to file those taxes. If you owe the IRS or your state money, go ahead, file it, you know, whenever, and make sure you pay those taxes by April 15th. Right, so you don't incur the failure to pay penalty for failing to pay your taxes by the due date. Okay, anyway, so here's the actual question: will my CSED pass before they are able to file lien or garnish wages. Well, I'll tell you what, Dad Duder, they've probably already filed a notice of federal tax lien against you. You might mean levy, right? Levy your bank account. Take money out of your bank account and garnish your wages, as you said. So look, it's less than 3 months until the CSED. They still have one more notice to send you, typically the LT-11, like I said, after the 504, before they can actually garnish your wages, levy your bank account, things like that. And as I mentioned in a video from a couple weeks ago, the IRS said that they are now sending the collections notices 10 weeks apart. No, sorry, 8 weeks apart. Okay, 8 weeks apart. So 8 weeks after February 26, 2024 is April 22nd, 2024. Okay, I'm not saying that's exactly the date you're going to get the LT-11, right? They could send it sooner, they could send it later, but based on what they're saying, these collections notices are now being spaced 8 weeks apart, right? And that's the notice that gives them the right to garnish your wages, levy your bank account, stuff like that, the stuff that you don't want to happen. April 22nd is only like a little over a few weeks before your CSET date of May 15th, 2024. Okay, that's really not a lot of time for the IRS to say levy your bank account. Because even when they levy your bank account, there's a 21-day freeze period. I've talked about this on my video on IRS bank levies, right? And even when they send that wage levy to your employer, right, there's a time frame there, right? And, you know, it won't take effect until after the first pay period after that time period. So this is to say, Dad Duder 7566, I think you're probably okay here, right? You're probably going to be okay. Now, if you want absolute peace of mind here, right, that this $9,700 is just going to drop off on May 15, 2024, you could give us a call at Choice Tax Relief, 866-8000-TAX. We could probably negotiate something here on your behalf, you know, to make sure they're not going to garnish you or levy your wages. A small fee, right? Because you've already been placed into CNC. This would probably be some kind of a small fee for less than $1,000 to negotiate something like this with the IRS if you want absolute peace of mind. But honestly, you're probably going to be okay. They probably don't have enough time to both send you that LT-11 and you know, go through the levy process, right? Either levy your bank account or garnishing your wages. That's my opinion, folks. If you are dealing with a situation like this, you owe back taxes to the IRS. And well, actually not if you're in a situation like this, because Dad Duder's actually in a pretty good spot. He got into CNC and he's almost to his collection statute expiration date. He's not gonna have to worry about that tax debt anymore. But if you are worrying about your tax debt, you're not in a hardship status, you're not in a resolution with the IRS, you are exposed. They could come out, garnish your wages, levy your bank account, and all that stuff. So give us a call at Choice Tax Relief. There's 866-8000-TAX. There also should be a button up here. You can visit our website, fill out the form on our homepage, and also some other tax relief videos here on the left-hand side of the screen for your perusal, education, and enjoyment. Thanks so much for watching, everybody. See you in the next video. Bye-bye.